And finally, poverty, health, education and the need for family-friendly politics were the issues raised by Pope Benedict in his New Year's address to civil authorities from the city of Rome and the Lazio region. Emma McCarthy has more.
At the heart of his speech, Pope Benedict returned to his recent visit to the Caritas soup kitchen on Rome's Colle Oppio Hill and to those words inscribed on a plaque dedicated to his predecessor, John Paul II. The suffering man belongs to us all.
L'uomo che soffre ci appartiene.
The suffering, he said, belonged to the Church and at the same time to all humanity. Therefore, the suffering are also the responsibility of public administrators. Pope Benedict praised the city and county councils for their willing collaboration with the Holy See in providing assistance to many people who live in poverty, Romans, old and young, but particularly immigrant families. Health is another area where the Pope noted a close collaboration between the Church and civil authorities, but here the Holy Father made a point that the Catholic institution's mission is to offer help according to the sacred principles of the faith, the protection of life from its conception to its natural end.
Oggi il matrimonio e la famiglia hanno bisogno di essere meglio compresi nel loro intrinseco valore.
But above all, it was the issue of the family that permeated the papal speech. Just as the Church promotes life in all its forms, coming to the aid of the sick and the suffering, the Pope told the civil authorities that the Church must also protect human well-being that is born of and based on the family and marriage. Since the Italian elections last year, the issue of civil and homosexual unions has been hotly contested, with members of the coalition government urging legislation to allow live-in couples the same social status as married. In his speech, Pope Benedict said that society today needs to take a closer look at the true meaning and intrinsic value of marriage and the family. It is the pastoral duty of the Church, he said, to address this need. But legislation for the family and in favour of the family is also necessary, said the Pope. Political steps that make it easier for young couples to form a family, to have and educate children. A politics that favours the employment of the younger generation, that combats the spiralling cost of housing and that provides the necessary childcare facilities. Addressing his guests, Pope Benedict told them this is their duty as civic representatives. Instead, continued the Pope, we see a dangerous increase in the initiatives which aim to promote judicial recognition of improper forms of union. This, he concluded, can only weaken and destabilize the family legitimately founded on marriage and, as a result, the future of society.
La famiglia legittima fondata sul matrimonio.
I'm Emma McCarthy.